Joining us live this morning, good friend of ours with great insight from time to time, is Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler from the University of Akron. He is a professor of political science, and he is also director of the Center for Intelligence and Security Studies. He has studied repeatedly studies of Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Syria, and so on in regards to their relations with the United States. And probably over the weekend, you probably heard about Iran and Israel missiles being launched from Iran, they say in retaliation. The U.S. says at this point they have no plans of providing boots on the ground help if this would escalate. And Carl, thanks for joining us this morning. How concerning are you looking at this situation with Israel and Iran?
Well, first of all, Ray, thanks for having me on. So how concerned am I about this? Well, I'm pretty concerned. This could escalate, and we don't really know where that escalation could take us. And, you know, from an American perspective, one of the things we have to think about is that we could get dragged in whether we want to be or not. If Iran hits our forces in the Middle East, then we would be forced to respond. So this attack by Iran on Israel was much larger than I think most of us expected. Over 300 mix of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles shot at Israel. So that was a very large package of munitions headed towards Israel. And to Israel's credit and to the United States' credit and to the UK's credit, because all three of them were involved in shooting these missiles down, over 99% of those missiles were intercepted and taken down before they hit ground. So this is a huge strike. You know, Israel is a very competent country with a lot of very sophisticated defense technology. And they also have a measure of luck in a way that no one got killed in the strike. So this was a big move by Iran to show that they are resolved to not allow Israel to get away with the strike that Israel had done against its generals in Syria. But Israel will also have to show that it is resolved not to allow its country, its territory, its citizens to be attacked in a massive way like that and not let that go unanswered. So I expect to see some Israeli retaliation. Are the Israelis probably hearing from President Biden that they should be measured? Yes. But in the parlance of national security, we say that this will escalate to de-escalate, which means that probably both sides are trying to show resolve to indicate to the other one, hey, if you continue to mess with me, I'm going to strike back at you to make it very costly for you to do this. You know, escalate to de-escalate makes sense, but it also can become a vicious circle. So that's what I'm really concerned with, that this becomes something where you know, an attempt to signal resolve turns into a full-out war.
With us is Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler from the University of Akron. And, Carl, I just have the inkling that somewhere there's the group from Hamas is in the corner rubbing their hands together saying this is just what we wanted. Don't you? I mean, it just seems like when they invaded into Israel and took all those captives, those kidnappers, escalating Israel in a retaliation, here we go months on down the line as this thing starts to escalate, just when Israel was spreading a lot of goodwill in that region. This seems like the perfect Hamas plan is playing out the way they put a blueprint together.
Well, the way that this would work in Hamas's favor is that, one, Israel gets bogged down in conflicts that aren't directly with Hamas. So if Israel gets bogged down in a conflict with Iran, where it's directly Iran versus Israel rather than Israel versus Iran's proxies, or Israel gets bogged down in a conflict with Iran's proxies, and this is one of the big concerns, is that Israel will get into a heightened conflict with Hezbollah to the north of Israel in Lebanon. And it's interesting to see that Hezbollah didn't engage in this attack against Israel proper. So the attack came from Iran, it came from Iraq, it came from Syria, and it came from Yemen. So some of Iran's proxies were involved in this attack on Israel. Hezbollah did not take part in this particular attack. The big fear is that there's going to be a major war between Hezbollah and Israel, and that would definitely be in Hamas's favor, because that means Israel has less troops, less attention, less material that it can bring to bear in the fight against Hamas. The other thing that Hamas wants from this is if the conflict looks like it's escalating, there will be tremendous pressure from the United States on Israel to keep this contained, that this doesn't become a large-scale regional war, because that would be very detrimental to American interests. So what does Hamas want more than anything else right now? It wants a permanent ceasefire. It wants Israel to stop attacking it in the Gaza Strip, and it wants a lot of pressure on Israel to accommodate Hamas in terms of allowing aid in for the people, like I said, not attacking Hamas, but then also maybe creating some kind of deal with Hamas where Israel says, okay, we're gonna leave Gaza and we're gonna try to create some kind of accommodation with Hamas. And then secondarily, Hamas would like that with the folks that run the West Bank. Political pressure on Israel is definitely something that Hamas wants.
With us is Dr. Carl Kalpenthaler from the University of Akron. And Carl, the United States really in a precarious situation, aren't they? I mean, when you look at their support for Israel, and all of a sudden you're talking about Israel getting all these people kind of, quote, aiming at them a bit, at what point does the United States, with Israel such a close ally, takes part in helping Israel, even though they don't want to jump in full-fledged? This is a really difficult spot for the U.S.
It is. This war between Hamas and Israel is something that is akin to, at least a very, very bad scenario, if not a worse nightmare for American policymakers focused on the Middle East. And the reason for this is because the United States is going to and is actively aiding Israel, no question about that. We're supplying them with weapons. We're supplying them with intelligence. We're supplying them with political backing. This is a very active package of aid that the United States is giving to Israel in this conflict against Hamas. Having said that, the United States is very concerned about how our aid for Israel, our support for Israel, is damaging American prestige, America's general global image is being really dented by this, because a lot of people around the world are saying, well, the United States is helping the Israelis bomb Gaza into rubble. And you've got over 32,000 dead right now in Gaza, and the United States is continuing to aid Israel. So this is something that is definitely taken into consideration in Washington, in that, okay, we're taking some real lumps because of this. We want this thing over sooner rather than later. Obviously, we want Israel protected. We're not going to say, hey, engage in a ceasefire if it's going to leave Hamas in a position where they can attack Israel again. But having said that, the longer this drags on, the more costly it is, the more Palestinians die, the worse this makes the United States look in a big chunk of the world's eyes. And so we're trying to kind of get this accomplished. The word, I'm thinking of for Hamas is destroy them, or at least contain them to the point where they can no longer do damage to Israel. But that's not a quick thing to do, but we'd like it to be done quickly.
When you look at that region too, Carl, I mean, we now have Iran involved. You mentioned to the north, you've got the Gaza Strip, and if you connect the dots, if the United States would happen to get more involved here, escalation in that region, to me, could happen rather quickly.
Well, we already have been involved. We've been involved in the way that I just mentioned with the support for Israel, but we've also been involved in strikes against Iranian proxies in Iraq, in Syria, against the Houthis in Yemen. The only real significant proxies that we've not been involved in terms of military strikes is Hezbollah. So we have been dragged into this conflict. There's no question about it. And we have been trying to limit that involvement because we don't want to get into a regional war where our troops are put in harm's way. But also, there's no easy solution to this. If we get into a major conflict with Iran's proxies or with Iran itself, this becomes a very difficult thing to end, because Iran's proxies, they're all over the place. They're numerous. They are not something that's easy to just destroy overnight. Iran, if we get into a shooting war with Iran, where does that go? Do we try to topple the regime? What's the end of a shooting war with Iran? What does that look like? I don't think anybody has a good answer to that. You know, Iran would certainly suffer immense damage if they got into a direct shooting war with the United States, no question about it. But the long-term victory, if you want to call it that, from that kind of war, it's not really immediately clear what that would look like. For the United States. So this is a very fraught period in American security policy right now. There's a lot of people who are working on these issues and really hoping that things settle down rather than kind of escalate the way they did this weekend. So we're really hoping that the Iran-Israel direct confrontation can tamper down in terms of the level of intensity that it's been going.
Agreed. Carl Kaufman-Thaler with us from the University of Akron with some good insight on what transpired over the weekend and really what has transpired in that region in regards to the Hamas, in regards to Iran, Israel, the Gaza Strip, and such. Carl, thank you for the time again. Always appreciate your availability and your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Happy to be on. Thanks, Frank.